Well, we tried this time yesterday to have a chat with Gordon York. He was on the road in bad reception areas, but he's arrived at the Gold Coast with Hidden Warrior. Morning to you, Gordon.
Good morning, Andrew.
How was that travel yesterday, particularly through that flooded sort of area?
Yeah, it was a bit of a worry at Hexham. I was half thinking we were going to have to wait for the tide to go at Newcastle. But anyway, we got through and took our time, travelled up good.
Well, that's the main thing. He's a travelled horse, this one. Is he? He's coped with it well?
Yeah. He's been around. He knows what's going on. So we got him to bed last night at 8 o'clock and everything was fine. He's been out and had a walk this morning and, yeah, we'll settle down. Should be bang on.
Well, it's, as we know, a backup after running in the hallmark, but it was such a gutsy performance there. Three wide, just simply kept trying in the straight.
Yeah, he ran a really nice race in that, Andrew. I thought he would, and with Jimmy's experience, you know, he's probably got more experience than all of them put together for the miles he's done riding. So sort of that's why I spoke to Jimmy prior to it, because I'm looking to the horse to see if he can run weight for age.
Yep.
Because with the benchmark system, it makes it very difficult to place this horse. He hadn't won a race for 2 years, and he's still paying for getting beat by Piero, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yep.
You've got to look around, and I give him a good long spell. The owners backed me up, and we gave him a good spell. He's matured, thickened up, and he's back enjoying his racing. And, you know, the reason we're up here is to have a look at the weight for age, and Jimmy will assess him for me. He said just carry on after last week's run. So
well, it was such a big run, and, I mean, everyone's spruiking our boy Malachi. I mean, you weren't far away, were you?
Yeah, we weren't. And you know, he probably went out of the box. That fella, he goes really good. And, yeah, coming back from a spell and sort of doing it the way we've done it. Yeah, we ran a good race. We're bold, you know.
Yeah.
I was quite confident that we'd be in the first four or five, you know. So it was a good result.
Has he backed up before with you, Gordon, or not?
No. I sort of took last prep trying to figure him out. The weights he couldn't carry, he was a lot weaker. He seems to have strengthened up. He grew a couple of inches while he was out, Andrew, which is surprising. But, you know, the system doesn't allow two-year-olds and three-year-olds to become four-year-olds. They sort of have that flat spot. If they were thereabouts at two and three and not quite the top level, they're thereabouts for the rest of their life, you know what I mean? It's a difficult situation. So, as I said, if we can step up the weight for age, well, then it opens a whole lot more doors for you because everyone's carrying the same weight.
Yeah, exactly. So tomorrow we'll tell you a bit more on that. But what you're telling our listeners is that the horse has certainly gone on since the hallmark.
Yeah, Andrew, what I always do is I cross-reference myself after the race. I thought when you pull that race apart, Jimmy gave him a very soft run. He cuddled him all the way. He never moved on him till he topped the rise. And then what I do is run bloods to make sure the muscle enzymes all get back into place and that it wasn't a hard run. And it appears with his blood results that he didn't have a hard run at all. But he has had a very, very good long foundation work into this. You know, he's been in work 14 weeks before we got serious.
Yep, okay, well, the signs are good there. If he runs up the last week, he's going to be in the finish of tomorrow's Group 2 Victory Stakes for sure.
Yeah, well, as I said, weight for age racing is totally different. So this is a big question that sort of I'm even tongue-in-cheek waiting to see the result. But hopefully he can, and then we can sort of map out a new course for the horse.
Good luck tomorrow. Thanks for joining us, Gordon.
Thanks, Chevy.
Good on you, mate. Gordon York there with Hidden Warrior. Out to spoil that party is Colin Scott, the Caulfield trainer with Speediness. He joins us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Cole.
Morning, Andrew.
I spoke to you earlier in the week on Tuesday, and that had the rain Monday, Tuesday, and you were really happy. It's sort of dried out a bit since then.
Yeah, well, Craig got off my horse one day and said, mate, he goes, this horse could dry up the Yarra, and it might be the Yarra in Brisbane, but we can certainly keep it dry.
Well, it's a soft five, so I reckon it's just going to have the sting out of it anyway. I know it could be another fine day today, but it's not going to be rock hard, and you strongly feel, don't you, that the horse just didn't appreciate the firm tracks in the spring?
Oh, for sure, unfortunately, it's probably highly unlikely he'll ever race in Melbourne again, just because their tracks just dry too well. You know, the new drainage they've put in, you know, it doesn't sort of seem to matter how much rain they even get a couple of days before. If they get a couple of fine days, they're back to rock hard again. But
yeah,
these older tracks that haven't been, you know, don't have the new drainage in them, they certainly seem to be a bit better for the horses.
I know you've been up there where you're staying on the Sunshine Coast for a couple of weeks. Has he done everything you've wanted to know of the horse going into his first up run tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Couldn't be happy with him. Settled in, ate up his first night. Very bright and well, and his work on Tuesday was exceptional. So look, I'm really looking forward to it.
Just that sting out is what you're after.
Yeah, definitely. You know, look, ideally we'd like a slow six or a slow seven. Obviously that's not going to happen, but as long as it's not rock hard. And look, first up, he will still go on it. It's just, you know, which is why we'll most likely space his runs, I'll say, is that if he does strike a firm track, he's got a month to get over it anyway.
I'm just trying to find my notes here from the other morning. He had a nice jump out at Caulfield before he went up. Was that up against Shikandi?
Yeah, there was Shukandi and Jazz Song and a couple of other handy ones. And
yeah.
Look, I thought, you know, I'm good mates with Kieran as well. He's a good fella, and I just thought that both of our horses trialled exceptionally well. Shukandi and Speediness sort of drew away from the rest of the field. I think they probably put a good two or three or four lengths on them. They run good time, and there wasn't a lot between them at all. They were both asked to do a similar amount. You know, I know Shukandi's had another trial since then, but... you know, we're up here safe and sound, so look, all signs are good.
Kieran Maher has told us during the week that he rates Shikandi sort of 85% fit, so a fair bit of improvement. Are you a bit fitter than that?
Look, we're right where we need to be.
Yeah.
You know, to be running a solid race first up, and you know, he's wound up. You know, he needs. Look, there won't be any excuses for
no,
him.
No.
You know, he's done the work that he needs to do.
Yeah, understand. Mate, we wish you the best. I hope he runs well for you. With a slight sting out of the surface, let's hope it's a plus for you, mate.
Great. Thank you, Andrew.